The Ochanter's cottage was the largest on Mud Puddle Lane, which is not to say it was big or fancy, just that it had three rooms instead of two, and an attic Rye wasn't allowed in anymore ever since the time she fell through the ceiling and nearly crushed her sister. It also had a secret workshop that Rye wasn't supposed to know about, but did. Mud Puddle Lane was on the northernmost side of town, which made for a long walk to Market Street and the Willows Wares. It had a view of the salt bogs, and from the roof where Rye kept her pigeon coop, you could see the edge of beyond the shale, where towering centuries-old pine trees swayed in the winds. Mud Puddle Lane was the one village street outside of the town's protective walls. An accident had destroyed its section of the wall many years before, and for one reason or another, it was never rebuilt. Rye's mother wasn't a fan of walls, anyway. Many people wouldn't appreciate a view of the bogs, and most people would prefer to live as far away from the forest's edge as possible. Mud Puddle Lane was known to be the first stop for any hungry beast that might crawl, slither, or lurch from the trees, bognoblins being the most vile and malicious of the lot. Their jagged teeth and claws dripped with disease, making their bites poisonous. 3 heads taller than a full-grown man with bulging, runny eyes and lice-infested red-orange hair in all the wrong places, they could bury themselves deep in the bogs and mudflats during the coldest days of winter and go months without eating. Unfortunately for drowning, with spring came the hungry season.